AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, is hinting at a drawdown in the immigration crackdown in Minneapolis, but only with cooperation.
If we get these agreements in place, that means less agents on the street. More agents in the jail means less agents in the street. This is common sense cooperation that allows to draw down on the number of people we have here. Yes, I said it. Draw down.
The president sent Homan to Minnesota following last weekend's fatal shooting of protester Alex Preddy.
I'm not going to come out and make any comments I think is right, wrong. Do I have an opinion? Yeah. My personal opinion, but I'm not going to share that with you. I'm going to tell you to let the investigation play out and see where it goes.
Homan says he has zero tolerance for protesters who assault federal officers. He acknowledged the operation in Minnesota has not been perfect and vowed,
I'm staying till the problem's gone.
President Trump gathered his cabinet today, and during that meeting, Democrats voted to block legislation to fund the Department of Homeland Security and several other agencies. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says enough is enough.
Americans, by and large, support law enforcement. I do. And most people support border security. I do as well. But Americans do not support ICE terrorizing our streets, operating outside the law, killing American citizens. The madness and violence must end.
The debate comes against the deadline for a possible government shutdown tomorrow at midnight. The Justice Department charged a man who squirted apple cider vinegar on Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar at an event in Minneapolis. Court records show Anthony Kazmierczak faces charges of forcibly assaulting, impeding, and intimidating Omar. About 500 National Guard troops have been mobilized to clear block roads in Mississippi as the South braces for another blast of dangerous cold weather. This is AP News. The European Union lists Iran's Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist organization.
In the aftermath of Tehran's bloody crackdown on nationwide protests, Kaya Kallas, the EU's foreign policy chief, said Thursday that the bloc's foreign ministers unanimously agreed on the designation. Earlier in the day, Kallas told reporters,
if you act as a terrorist, you should also be treated as a terrorist.
The listing came after the 27-nation bloc sanctioned 15 Iranian officials, including commanders in its Revolutionary Guard, over the violent crackdown on protesters. Activists say the crackdown has seen over 6,300 people killed. I'm Karen Shamas.
Pope Leo is telling the Vatican Doctrine Office to uphold truth, justice, and charity when deciding clergy sex abuse cases. The first American pope dedicated only a small part of his speech today on clergy sex abuse and made no mention of victims. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.